Most Americans address their medical issues when they start to experience symptoms like pain or discomfort. But there's a specialty called preventative medicine, which focuses on promoting health and well-being for both individuals and communities to prevent disease, disability, or death before they even occur. We're going to learn about it today with Dr. Jose Mendoza, an internal medicine specialist at Capital Regional Medical Group. This is Helmet of Health, a podcast from Capital Regional Medical Group. I'm Prakash Chandran. So first of all, Dr. Mendoza, what exactly is preventative medicine?
Preventive medicine is a practice of medicine that is should be used on everyday encounter with a patient to try to prevent or delay disease. So it's very specific. We want to prevent a problem, disease, from happening in a patient.
Now, preventative medicine sounds very broad and general, and I imagine when I think about it is that, like, if you lead a good lifestyle, you have a good diet, that you can prevent many types of diseases. But is the field of preventative medicine specific to certain types of diseases?
Actually, it covers a big spectrum of diseases, from, for example, let's say immunizations in childhood to prevent at least 15 diseases, to behavioral preventive medicine, when we try to prevent obesity, all the problems linked to it. We try to prevent the diabetes and hypertension and high cholesterol. As well, we do a secondary prevention. Let's say somebody already has diabetes, and we try to continue to do that behavioral modification and medications to help prevent the complications of diabetes, like, for example, a kidney failure, or, for example, a vascular damage like to the eyes, to the vessels on the eyes. And there is something else as well called that is the tertiary prevention. Let's say somebody had a heart attack, and that person is going to need to use some medication like statins and aspirin, ideally to prevent more events affecting the heart, having more heart attacks.
I see. So when we talk about preventative medicine, it's not just the lifestyle and diet. It's actually sometimes taking into account certain medications to ensure that certain events don't happen again. Is that correct?
That's correct. So we try to stress behavioral modifications that's going to involve everything from tobacco cessation to an active lifestyle, to a healthy diet, to maintain the weight under control. That is going to even cover the use of seat belts and use of helmets when people is riding bicycles or motorcycles. It's going to involve the use of immunizations, as we say before. It's going to include the use of medications and sometimes testing, screening for disease. Let's say we do pap smears to detect a cervical human papillomavirus or cervical lesions that may evolve into become a cervical carcinoma. And we're trying to prevent that cervical carcinoma doing interventions when the disease is found on the cervix, on that pap smear.
So what is some of the most common things that you service in preventative medicine when people come in to see you?
Internal medicine, we are doctors of adults. So we see people 18 and older. One of my focus on preventive medicine, I usually review patients' immunizations. And I want to see that they are up to date on immunization. Let's say 65 years and older, they require immunizations to prevent pneumococcal pneumonia, and as well to have the every year flu immunization, if possible, to prevent the influenza. Nowadays, people 50 and older, they're qualified for a shingles immunization and to prevent shingles, which is a very painful disease sometimes. And we as well recommend patients to have the tetanus immunization to prevent tetanus. I work a lot on metabolic disorders. We have a lot of obesity in our country. And linked to obesity, we have a lot of patients with diabetes, with high cholesterol, high blood pressure. So many times because of the obesity, they're having as well a effect on the joints. Their knees are being worn because of all the weight and through the years working very hard. So patients start developing osteoarthritis and damage to the joints. So I work as well a lot on advising patients on behavioral modifications to try to look for a healthy diet, to think on how to reduce the number of calories on their diet, to practice portion control, and to try to be more active to prevent and, if possible, reverse some of the problems if the disease is already present. I work as well a lot on tobacco cessation, pretty much every patient that goes to my practice, I try to find out if they are smokers or they are using chewable tobaccos, and we try to talk about the benefits of cessation to prevent cancer, which it could be oral cancer on people that choose tobacco, or lung cancer and even other cancers in smokers. So we cover a variety of diseases. The scope is huge. We always think that preventive medicine is only the shots and a few screening tests that we do. But no, it really is really a wide complex of interventions and behavioral recommendations and screenings that we can do to the patients.
So as we wrap up here, I imagine that every single doctor or primary care physician may practice some form of preventative medicine. But is there something that we can ask for on a frequent basis that is either a physical or something else to make sure that we are covering all the bases and really figuring out what we need to do for ourselves to prevent future things from happening?
Most of the times, that should be covered in something that is called a wellness check. Mm. It used to be called a physical examination, but as well, there was some misconception on it. Like people were thinking, and years back, it was the routine that patients come to the office and sometimes check on the vaccines, immunizations. We used to do cardiograms on every single patient, EKGs, a big set of labs, and that practice wasn't really cost effective. So we have been coming to fine-tune what is preventive medicine. And for example, when a patient comes for a wellness check, based on that in the age, we can recommend specific immunizations. We can talk about specific things for that age of patient that are going to be important to prevent disease. And we kind of review with the patients on the screening testing that we can do, which could be favorable or beneficial to the patient without too much risk, because every test that we do and the results we're going to receive have a risk versus benefit that we need to put on balance. Going back to your question, ideally every patient should have a wellness evaluation. If the patient is younger than 50, 49 and younger, every 3 years, ideally have a wellness check to come to the doctor just to come up as well what is important on preventive medicine. If the patient is 50 and older, ideally have a wellness check every year to review all those things with the provider.
Well, Dr. Mendoza, this has been extremely insightful today. Thank you so much for your time. That's Dr. Jose Mendoza, an internal medicine specialist at Capital Regional Medical Group. Thanks for checking out this episode of Helmet of Health. Head to capitalregionalmedicalgroup.com to get connected with the provider. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. Thanks, and we'll talk next time.